Welcome to the UK and Man podcast, episode 72. I'm Josh.
I'm Tim.
I'm Dave.
And I'm John from Nashville Early Bronco.
And on this week's episode, the all-new Ford Bronco with Nashville Early Bronco.
All right, guys, welcome back to the UK Man podcast, where we believe what one man can do, you can do as well. You know, with a little help from your friends and the proper know-how. As promised, we are here in Nashville, Tennessee, with John from Nashville Early Bronco, talking about the all-new Ford Bronco, because we had him on the show months ago. I guess that was back in last September.
A year ago, right?
Talking about all the rumors of the new Bronco, and here we are in his garage where the magic happens with all of his YouTube videos.
I'd call it a studio.
I mean, this is his studio.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. Guys, thanks for having me on the podcast.
Yeah, got his YouTube famous Bronco sitting back here, his gorgeous Bronco.
It's the perfect background for this episode, isn't it?
Yeah, sadly, it is leaking like a sieve out of the transmission. The C4 transmission has seen better days.
Yeah.
However, John's about to drop a newer transmission in it.
The 4R70W.
Yeah. So. And that's the same transmission I've got in my 98 Explorer.
Boom.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's it. So anyways, we're going to get into the show today. But first, man, I wanted to say, John, the place where you live is amazing. We just walked around, I guess you'd call the Franklin Square area. Yeah. I don't know. Yep. Well, it's kind of like a roundabout in
downtown
the middle.
Downtown Franklin. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And just super nice. Everywhere we were looking, we're like, man, this is nice.
Yeah, it's kind of Yuppieville.
Well, I was thinking, I was like, I'll move here because it's really nice. And then I pulled up Zillow and I was like, I will not be moving here.
Yeah. I couldn't buy my house today
for
the prices that they are. Yeah.
Yeah. But this has been great being up here in Nashville. Just a super pretty easy drive from where we're at in Marietta, Georgia. But I wanted to first say a little bit about the UK and Man podcast, because you guys are watching this and you're like, I have no idea who you guys are. What are you doing on John's channel here? But we are all about mostly DIY stuff, but it's more so just encouraging men to do things that they wouldn't normally do, right? So obviously UK and Man, but we're very much about DIY projects all around the house, you name it. We've got a very active Facebook group where guys are always chiming in, and ladies on all the projects that they're working on. But yeah, one of our big things is encouraging men to do things that they think they can't do, right? So we've got, so go back and listen to a lot of our podcasts and you'll get a better idea of really what we're about. But I own a classic Bronco and these guys love Broncos as well. And I had connected with John probably, I don't know, like a year or so ago.
Yeah.
And obviously had been watching his videos for a while. And it was funny, I was joking with John. I was telling him that a couple of years back, I was watching his videos. And I was like, this guy's me. This guy is like me. And I was also telling him that I wish that I had his videos when I was redoing my Bronco in 2007, because I just didn't have that resource.
Totally.
And so John's videos are amazing. So if you guys, obviously watching this video now, are about to restore a classic Bronco, John is your go-to source. That's for sure.
His channel I also like because I, not even owning a Bronco, but like to tinker on things. They're just like nicely shot. They look appealing because, you know, half the videos on YouTube are like a guy just doing like a selfie mode on everything from his iPhone. And it's very kind of confusing to watch sometimes. John's nicely laid out.
Oh, yeah. I so appreciate that, because John is a videographer by trade and his stuff is just beautifully shot.
Thank you. Anyway,
so guys, let's get into talking about the new Bronco. Just initial first impressions.
First take, hot take. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched the commercial, you know, the couple minute release video.
Did you watch it live?
I didn't watch it live. I watched it like 24 hours later, but I did not turn on social media. I didn't want anyone else's opinion to, you know, get into my brain. But man, I just was enthralled. And from the get go, I was like, I'm all in on this. It looks amazing. And the marketing piece was amazing as well.
It was beautiful.
Great job.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. I thought they hit a home run, and I was texting John. I was like, man, I even like the little Bronco.
I'm not with you on that.
I may be the only one.
You're talking about the sport, the Bronco sport, right?
Yes. Yeah. I call it the little Bronco.
I call it the Ford Escape.
Yeah.
Well, that's not far off. But okay, Dave, what's your take?
Same thing. I don't want to say I was blown away. They showed a lot. I think there were some leaks kind of leading up to it, and so you had a pretty good idea what it was going to look like, but. I don't know if you just mentioned the marketing, the commercials that they had were fantastic. I said before that they didn't even show one on a paved road. They were all off road.
Yes, yes.
They did a great job. I think they look fantastic. And like you guys said, a home run.
That thing was just beautifully shot. You have not watched that, you need to.
And they got Heisenberg to narrate it, right?
Yeah. And I'm sure John, when he edits this, he'll probably be playing some of this, over on the video.
Yep.
For sure. What was your takeaway, John?
Yeah, I thought it was beautiful. I was really disappointed in the leaked photos as they were coming out. And then seeing that premiere, I was watching it live. It was actually my brother-in-law's birthday party, and I pulled it up on my phone. And so it was muted. But I'm looking at this going, it happened.
It worked.
Like, they did it. Like, that was what kept going through my mind, is they did it. And, you know, they really made a Bronco that it is a representation of the old one, and it does it justice.
Yeah, we were listening to our previous podcast that we recorded about a year ago, and we were talking about the things that we hope they didn't screw up, and we'll get into more detail.
Right.
But I mean, we were talking about simple stuff like, oh, I hope they don't turn it into a grocery getter, and like that. It was so far, the new Bronco is so far away from that. Like,
yeah,
we're just over the moon,
you know, excited. could have been a remote possibility given the fact that what Chevy did with the Blazer.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they're putting that name on that. On that,
that is
horrible.
One of my favorite memes is picture of the new Bronco, and it says, "Hey Chevy, we did it. We came back." And there's a picture of the Blazer underneath it, and he's like, "Shut up! I came back as a car."
Yeah, totally. That thing is hideous. Hideous.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, so let's get into. I thought we could talk about what we said that we thought the new Bronco had to have in order for them to hit a home run on our last podcast. Mm-hmm. And you can go back and listen to that. It's a new Bronco rumors. So I've got a list going here. So John said it's got to have a solid front axle.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah,
but
get that.
What I watched your shorter video on your first impressions on your YouTube channel about the new Bronco. And you specifically mentioned that, and you said, you know what? I'm actually okay with the IFS.
Yeah.
So talk about that.
Yeah. So all modern cars today have IFS. Like if you look at it, and that's what if you've ever heard in the Jeep community, this phrase of the death wobble, and that's where the front tires just get out of sync and they just start shaking. And that's because you put a lift on a Bronco or on a Jeep or a Bronco, and it raises it up. It messes with the geometry of the whole front suspension. And, you know, it just makes it more difficult to drive. Well, IFS, what that does is it resolves a lot of those issues so that when you're cruising down the freeway at 80 miles an hour, you aren't going to have any of those issues. So IFS just makes more sense for the daily drivability of the new Bronco. But all the Jeep guys, the hardcore guys, are like, you'll never see the Bronco off-road like you do a Jeep,
right?
Because it doesn't have that. But because basically what a solid axle can do is it can drop down, it can droop down, you know, 30-40 inches, where that IFS is limited on how far down it can go. But what made me really excited was the electronic, what was it?
Sway bar
disconnect or whatever. Yeah.
That was incredible. Like, you know, when you saw that, you know, front tire lift up in the marketing of the release, I like cringed immediately because I was like, no, there it is. Like, you just missed the off-road community, and
totally.
Then boom, it drops. And I heard one guy say, when that electronic sway bar disconnect dropped, so did my wallet. You know, and it's just like, yeah, it's so true. Like, that was an amazing moment where you're just like, Well,
one thing with the independent front suspension that I think is going to benefit Bronco, and they showed this in the marketing promo, is that 50 mile an hour off-road, you know, you're not going to see a solid axle on too many doing that kind of stuff. Desert runner performance, like that's going to be unique to the Bronco.
Well, some of them do have that kind of that Baja look, right? Some of the higher trim packages, they look like those, the Baja racers. And so, meant to go fast.
Yeah. And that is, you know, if you look at the Raptor, like that is very much, you know, that kind of Baja race pre-runner kind of look. And yeah, I mean, that thing can just blaze down the sand or anything.
Yep.
So it's not the rock crawler aspect. Mm-hmm. And that's what the rock crawler guys are, the ones who are like, oh, the Bronco won't make it.
Right. Sure.
But I mean,
it covers 90% of the community use.
Yeah.
And next, we all kind of said that it's got to have a body on frame. So it can't be a unibody, and they totally hit a home run with that.
Yep.
So the new Bronco is based off of the Ranger platform. So it is a true body on frame. So it's got to have that. And so they hit a home run there.
It's so modular too. I mean, almost every panel can come off, and all the, you know, trim can be swapped in and out pretty easily, it appears.
Yeah.
And I made mention of, like, they have to go after the Wrangler market, because we talked about Wrangler just pretty much dominates that entire space, at least in the U.S., obviously. And so we said they've got to do that. I mean, if they don't go after that as a direct competitor to the Wrangler, then they've lost. And they for sure did that.
Absolutely.
I mean, right into it. It was funny, after I watched the Bronco thing, the new ad and everything, and obviously I'm Googling stuff, I'm looking at Bronco stuff, and what happens? I'm getting ad after ad after ad of Jeep stuff. And they must have just flooded online ads. Yeah. I don't know if you guys got any of that.
Think they're going to swing Bronco fans over to Jeep? That's not, it's never going to happen for me. You're not going to sell me on it.
I mean, they're going after Jeep's weakness, you know, like even that Jeep ad that they launched the day before or the day of the Bronco release.
Yeah.
Opens with this shot of horses galloping through a field, which is very much Bronco. Like the Bronco is, you know, the horse. And so they open the ad with that, and then they come out with the, I think it's the Jeep Hemi V8 motor in there, which, if, you know, we'll get to it, but the Bronco doesn't have a V8 option right now, you know? So they were definitely targeting that launch and like, hey, you know, we're going to be better. We're going to do it better. And
yeah, I bet they'll have a V8 option in the next couple of years. I bet they'll do that, which leads us to the Raptor Bronco, which we think.
I don't think they do a V8 anymore. I think it's all V6.
Okay.
I believe.
Well,
yeah.
So that's kind of a bummer. I know that people are really high on that engine. A lot of people like it a lot. I've never driven one, but I would certainly prefer V8. So you may have just swung me over to the Jeep camp. I didn't realize they put a Hemi in there.
They did.
But still,
They're going to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was confirmed where on the product, you know, timeline that is.
But it all got overshadowed with the Bronco.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
I mean, it was, you know, good try, Jeep, but no, the Bronco overshadowed it.
Well, Bronco's got decades of people in waiting.
Oh yeah. And, like, I mean, the anticipation was just insane.
Well, that's,
I mean,
what was so surprising about it was that the NSX, there was so much buildup, the Acura NSX, and it kind of let people down. I was afraid that the Bronco was going to do the same thing, that it was going to be a bit of a letdown. They did not miss it.
No.
Yeah. So I think we all said also that it's got to have a squared off front end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it doesn't have, John, what did you call that on your video? The, you called it like the eyebrows or something.
Yeah, it's the shoulder.
The
shoulder of the car. It runs the, like on the Bronco, it runs the length of the Bronco, and it's just that kind of, it sticks out a little bit further.
Yeah.
It, you know, is kind of that rounded part. And yeah, the new Bronco.
Yeah. I mean, if it didn't have that, it would not have that throwback look to it. Yep. And so they had to do that and they totally did it. Yep. And they got it. Josh said that it had to have round headlights.
That's, you can't
have to.
Yeah. It can't be a Bronco without the round headlights. Yep. So it hit a home run.
My Bronco has square headlights because it's the 89 and it's still a Bronco, but it doesn't look as good.
Yeah. My Bronco, my 1990 Bronco 2 that I had, you know, it didn't have the round headlights, but
they got away from it for a while.
You know, maybe that's why I like the Bronco Sport, because my Bronco 2 was my first vehicle.
Yeah.
So it's a little, little soft spot in my heart for the little baby Bronco.
Can't help it.
We all said that it's going to have an eco boost. And so, well, there you go.
Yep.
We've got that.
Standard.
Yeah. So let's get into talking about the things that we just absolutely love about it. And I would also like us to each kind of think through which package would we do. Like Ford, at the time of this recording, does not have the build out price calculator thing where you can go on, choose all your different options. And there are a lot of options on the Bronco here. It's insane what you can order on this thing. So what is like your favorite thing that the Bronco has going on?
For me, it's just the lines of it, the clean lines. I think that clean lines on a vehicle are what give it that classic look where it looks good from decade to decade to decade. The original Bronco, the one behind me, I mean, hit that nail on the head, I believe. And I think they did the same thing with the new Bronco. With the 2021 Bronco, it's very clean looking. It's very classic. And that, for me, just is kind of the overarching thing that sold me on it.
Yeah.
I like I'm not huge into technology. I don't need a car to be like macked out with every, you know, bell and whistle. But the switches, like the waterproof switches, the auxiliary switches on the dashboard, some of the trim levels have the washout floorboard. That's not tech.
The drain plug.
Just little stuff that, like, you can tell they cared.
They really thought through.
They did their research on their market. And the little rail, I know we discussed the little rail that goes on top of the dashboard where you can mount GoPros and your phones. Yeah. And like,
I mean,
this is just next level stuff that was completely unexpected with the launch, in my opinion.
Yeah, I just like the overall feeling and idea that it is not a mall crawler. I mean, it is fully off-road capable. And I love the fact that you can get the base model, but you can still add on the Sasquatch stuff. So you can still get 35-inch tires on the base model. But yeah, they hit a home run, and it's going to be so capable off-road. So that's my favorite thing. John, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think my favorite thing is just the overall design of it. You know, it really looks like a Bronco. You look at it and you go, yep, that's a Bronco. You know, and the design of, they made it so that it can handle 35-inch tires.
Right.
You know, it is like a purposeful, everything about it was very purposeful in, let's make this utilitarian, let's make this off-road, let's make it so that it can have fun. And 35-inch tires, those are big tires for a vehicle, and it's made for that.
Yeah, one thing I love too that just reminded me was Ford went off the board, you know, totally outside the box on a couple things. One is like four-wheel drive standard. That comes with every Bronco, four-wheel drive.
You cannot get two-wheel drive
today. And also the manual transmission.
Yes.
The automatic is the upgrade now. Like,
well,
most cars now are, everyone's automatic, and you might get a manual.
There's only a few out there.
Not only a manual transmission, 7-speed, but it's because it has the rock crawler gear.
It's got the granny gear.
So it's got the granny gear there. And that's amazing. Love that.
No one does that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's get into talking about before we recorded, we said, hey, let's kind of pick what we would get. What is our package that we would choose, the trim level? Obviously, ain't none of us going to be able to get the first edition.
No.
Because it's out. I did notice when they first launched it, they said, we're going to do 3,500 of the first edition. Then they're like,
they doubled it, right?
Wait, we can make lots more money. So maybe we should double that. And they did. And that sold out too.
Yep.
So I think they're doing a run of 7,000 of those. And those are already accounted for sure.
Yep.
I think personally for me, I would just probably get the base model. Is that a surprise to you guys at all?
Not at all. No, not for Tim. It's not a surprise.
Wow. That's just
bare bones base model, because
with the Sasquatch package,
I think I would maybe. Yeah. Just.
And what is the Sasquatch package for?
So I don't know every little piece, but basically it just makes it more off-road capable. We mentioned the 35 inch tires.
It comes with the biggest tires, and it comes with a suspension package that supports the bigger tires.
Yeah. I might add the remote start. I know that's silly.
I've always kind of wanted that too.
I've always kind of wanted that. I saw that was one of the options that you could do. But to me, just having the base model, and then I could just kind of do what I want with it from there.
Yeah. Who wants to go next?
So when it dropped, I went on there to reserve one. I don't think you're not actually reserving one, but you give them a $100 deposit,
right?
And then fully refundable.
You're on the list. And I saw the first edition one, which is the top trim level. I was like, I'm putting my name on that one. But then I read that it had like some graphics, some special graphics that I don't really dig. That's one thing I don't like about the Raptors is when they have all the graphics all over them. I don't dig that.
Yeah.
And it also felt kind of gimmicky to me. So I think the one for me is the Wild Track. I'd go full on Wild Track, which is one step down from the first edition. So I'm guessing the top trim level of the regular one.
I'm right there with you. And I mean, I have it pulled up here. You know, we got the Sasquatch package, 35 inch tires, beadlock, front and rear locking differential.
It's got that look, man.
Yeah. Woo. It has the 2.7 turbocharged V6, 10 speed automatic transmission, black grille, black wheels, black painted hardtop. It really is. Like, I've been out to Johnson Valley. I've driven in some fast cars off-road vehicles, car trucks, out there. And yeah, I would love to take a Bronco and recreate every shot of that 11 minute.
Yeah.
I mean, totally agree.
Yeah. Take this Bronco out there. That'd be so cool. I've got it pulled up here too. Josh, what was your trim level?
So I was full on like Wild Track. Like right when I saw it, I was like, okay, what's the one, you know, the top one. I was like, okay, I would do Wild Track. I'm swinging back over to Tim's camp with the base model. I would set it up to be a little bigger tires. I don't want to go full Sasquatch. So my personal taste is I don't like the wide looking, like taller. I like the narrow footprint look.
You like the softer retro looking one. I get it.
Not like the original, like OG from the
factory. So you would actually like the steely wheels.
Yes. Yeah, you want the pop metal wheels.
Yes, I like those. I think that's a good look. And I would get, you know, one of the like more retro, like the cactus, is a cactus gray color with like a white top. Just clean and simple, because I'm not going off-road that much. Like that's just if I'm getting that car. And the only thing I would miss, the one thing weirdly, is those auxiliary switches I don't believe come on that base model. So if you wanted to put lights on it or whatever accessories, like you don't have those factory switches, but
there's going to be such a market out there for like an aftermarket.
You'll be able to get it. You can upgrade the base to almost whatever you want.
Yeah. So one thing we failed to mention was two or four door.
So that's one thing for me. I love two door SUVs, two door trucks. I think the look, that's my favorite look. And before it came out, I was 100%. I was like two door all the way. They did such a good job with it. I think the four door is more practical. I have two kids, and so I'd almost have to get that one. But I would go four door because I like the look of it.
I'd probably do a two door.
Keep it OG.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, if we're talking like if this was my third vehicle or fourth vehicle, I'm doing two door. If this is something I have to talk my wife into, it's going to be a four door. That's the bottom line. So
that's true. John, what about you?
Yeah, I'm two door as well. And yeah, I get the if I have to talk my wife into it, I might have to do four door. But even the original Bronco has a 92 inch wheelbase. The two door model has a 100 inch wheelbase. So it's only 8 inches, you know, difference, which is really nice off road. But I like that small package kind of thing. And I think the four door
proportions are a little more correct.
Yeah.
One thing that I'm not clear on. And I saw, I think it was in the video, they show several times, I think it was the two-door with the cutouts. I don't love the door cutouts. I think, Josh, you said you really like those door cutouts.
Yeah, I
don't is that an option on all the Broncos? Or
I don't know. I wasn't actually a fan of it either, honestly.
That's going to be a big package, I think.
And I would imagine...
Is it a removable thing? It's got to be all removable,
door,
right?
It's a removable door with a hole in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
So why that's nice is when you're on the trail, top off, you want to take your doors off, but then you don't have anything to lean on.
Yeah, right.
So it's so nice to have kind of an open door down there at the bottom. You can get some air going through there. You can still lean on it.
Functionally, it's great, but the aesthetic, I wasn't digging it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And apparently the doors, when you take them off, they've got these bags, and it's designed to where you can, I think, wrap the door with the bag.
And then,
so the door's never touching the ground or anything like that. So that's kind of the way it's your handle to take the doors off. So you wrap it.
Okay.
And then you take the doors off. And I think it's just one bolt, apparently.
Nice.
I don't know. Yeah. I heard that it's just one bolt to take the doors off.
That's great.
And then you can store them in the back.
I love that.
With the four door, you can.
With the four door.
I don't think the two door, you can do that.
Oh, okay.
So that would be great as well. Bronco pickup. We talked about, you know, they might do that. We got the Jeep Gladiator, which, look, I am not a fan of that. It looks horrible. But Josh, you said that you kind of
I said on the last podcast, I was like, man, it's ugly, but it's a little, there's some utility there, even though a 6 foot ladder does it can't lay down. It has to stick out the back, but it's not the best look, but I think it's cool. There's a market for it. But an article just came out the other day about Ford going after that market as well by offering a pickup Bronco.
Go ahead, I
don't know where it all started, but there was a photo, it may be a couple years old now, but it was a two-door Raptor, like F-150 looking vehicle, which they don't sell to my knowledge anywhere, a two-door Raptor. And so I don't know if that's where the Bronco, they were like, maybe they're gonna do a Bronco or Raptor Bronco or whatever.
Yeah,
that would be a full-size Bronco Raptor, which that'd be a total departure. I don't know how soon we'd see that.
Right.
They're talking about, I think it's 22 or 23 having the Bronco Raptor to some extent.
Maybe I need to wait.
But still on a Ranger platform.
I'm not
sure. I would assume
otherwise,
it's got
to
be.
To go on the F-150 and do a whole different.
Yeah, right? Well, I would assume it's got to be.
You got to think, too, like safety, with Ford. Like safety is a big thing, and that is 100% the one of the driving factors of not putting a V8 in there. Like with the short wheelbase, you put one of these, Coyote motors in there, and it's easily 600 plus horsepower, and it really is dangerous. You will lift the front tires when you step on that thing.
Yeah.
And when you lift that front tire, then all of a sudden you have no steering.
Yep.
And when you have no steering, you're going to go into a ditch. And so it's one of those, like, I've talked to the some of the guys who build the original Broncos and, do the resto mod thing, and they put the Coyotes in there, and they'll say, like, they'll tune them down a little bit because it's just so much power. And on that short wheelbase, you're going to lift the front and, especially with these people who can afford a $300,000 Bronco, you lift the front end on that and you let your 16-year-old son take it for a test drive.
It's not happening.
Yeah. it's a recipe for a disaster. And so you kind of gotta play it safe there. And so I think that's part of it. So that's why I don't really know what they'll do with the Bronco Raptor, if they will truly keep it on that frame or just do the four-door model with it or what, but they're going to be extra careful with that much power going to the wheels.
Right.
Yeah, and that gets me thinking about the future. I mean, they've put so much into this that the Bronco brand is going to be back for a while.
Yeah.
And so over the next 10 years, we're going to see all kinds of iterations and variations.
And that's what Ford is really doing. More so the brand, individual brands of Bronco brand, the Mustang brand, and then just building out. I think, John, you had mentioned that last podcast about that's how the model is kind of going to be, because people aren't really, they don't want people to be just necessarily just Ford fans, but they wanted them to be Bronco fans and Mustang fans.
And with that, you look at it. So yeah, think about the F-150, you know, like, why are people buying that? Well, it's their truck. They pull their boat. They, you know, haul whatever they want. You know, it's the truck. And so Ford isn't going to make a product that's going to sabotage people's truck. Yep. And right. And so that's, you know, another reason why you don't see the big motor in the Bronco. It's, you know, it's not for towing. It's not for, you know, pulling your boat behind it. And with the short wheelbase, that's actually dangerous to do. And so you're not going to see those kind of features come out with the Bronco, because the Bronco is the off-road fun kind of package. The F-150 is your workhorse. It's your, you know.
That was, when the Bronco was released and on the Bronco forums, everyone loved it. And the few criticisms were, oh, it can't even tow as much as my minivan or whatever. But, you know, most people chime back in with your point. It's like, that's not what it's designed for. Like, it's not designed to tow your 24-foot boat.
Right.
Like, it's just not.
Right. Yeah. Something else I thought was interesting is Ford is, and John, I don't know if you've seen this. These guys hadn't noticed it, but I caught wind of it. The Bring Back Bronco podcast, which is going to be produced by Ford.
That's interesting.
And it's giving apparently the backstory of bringing the Bronco back, and just the history of the Bronco and what all led up to creation of the new Bronco that we know now today. So I thought that was going to be really interesting to hear that.
I've heard since the day they killed it in 96 that there has been a team or a person that has been constantly thinking about how they're going to bring this back the entire time.
Nice. Yeah, and I don't remember the words they use, but they have a little preview that you can listen to now on Apple Podcasts, and it, you know, it's a little promo, and one of the little lines in there is like, the number one rule about Bronco Club is you don't talk about Bronco Club. So I guess it was like one of the, maybe the designers had been on, I don't know.
Oh yeah. They just had to keep it under wraps.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Because, and you know, if you will remember, they had the concept Bronco in 2004. So that's a long time that they've been working and on this thing. So, and John, you said you've got some kind of connections with some Bronco vendors that were, had they seen the Bronco before it came out? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I would say the overarching word, I would say the overarching word of this Bronco release is intentionality.
Yeah.
Like, you know, with the original Bronco, I was telling you guys, like, they were like, oh crap, we forgot windshield wipers. Where are we going to put that? Oh, we'll throw it up in the top, you know, or like, oh, how are we going to fit this brake booster in there? Well, we'll like kind of, you know, put it off to the side. Like nothing was thought through. It was like, hey, we got a Mustang that works really well. Like let's make an SUV as well and compete with the Jeep market. But they didn't think through it. And with this Bronco, the 2021, it's like they have thought through everything. I mean, I remember talking to Ford reps about like, okay, what do you want? What do you want to see? What do you like? Ford reps were showing up at these Bronco events and just asking people what they thought, what should be in the Bronco? Yeah. What are like the top things? And then, the guys over at Wild Horses, Mitch Creel, who's become a friend, he was at the filming of the marketing piece. But the thing was, because of COVID, they pushed back the launch. So he had to sit on these pictures and this information for months, and it was just killing him. And I would, we would text, and he wouldn't budge. He wouldn't give me a hint. He wouldn't give me anything.
Come on,
like,
man.
I'm like, I know you've
Ford's
seen
this. Ford's powerful. You don't want to screw that up.
But, you know, it's like a lot of these people have seen it. Like I know Max Leiter had worked up a kind of mock-up of what they're, you know, going to create with this Bronco. And so I know a lot of these guys had seen it and had some time with it. And it was, so it was very, though, intentional with how they launched it, how they released it. Like there's a website that you will be able to, and they're trying to do this whole tracking thing where if you go drive on, you know, Pritchett's Canyon, like you can kind of get the Pritchett's Canyon badge, and it's like a online thing, and it's all, you know, but they're trying to make it so that somehow they can do the early Broncos as well. And so like making this kind of off-road community kind of gamification type thing that is, it's all just intentional to get, you know, drive this traffic to the Bronco name and the, and what the Bronco is.
Yeah. Do you guys think that the value of the classic Bronco will just kind of stay the same? Is it going to skyrocket? Is it going to kind of go down with the launch of this new Bronco?
I think it's only going to go up over time. They're not, you're not making any new ones, right?
Right.
There are only a
Technically, I mean, you kind of can make, a new one.
Yeah. But there are only so many original Broncos out there. So I don't think the value is going to go down because of the new Bronco. I don't know. I think it's going to go up over time.
Yeah, I think so too.
I hope so, because I feel like it's peaked. You know, I'm kind of on the camp of I think it'll go down. Just
really,
I mean, it's the most expensive SUV right now.
Yeah, like, it really is.
It's been riding away for a while.
I feel like we're at the crest and we're gonna see it start going down. But right. I've been thinking that for a couple of years now. But
it could go down, but it'll go back up.
Are there guys that are gonna sell their classic Bronco to get a new Bronco?
I don't think so.
Foolishly, I'm sure there will.
I don't think
my wife actually suggested that to me. And I was like, no, I'd be trading something that would depreciate for something that, you know, I can't do that.
No, you can't do it.
No,
you got a lot
for
of sweat
sure.
Equity in there.
I'm so glad that I bought my Bronco in 2007 because there's no way I could afford it now.
Yeah,
for sure. So yeah, I'm glad I did that. Well, guys, I enjoyed this conversation about the new Ford Bronco. This is great. I'm looking forward to a video that John's got to do. When this thing comes out, you're going to have a video of you driving one. You've got to, right?
Yeah, I'm actually trying to talk to Ford right now about letting me drive one.
Okay.
And before, because it's like, I gotta take this thing for a drive. Like, and they are... I know where there will be one and I'm going to be there to film it. But whether or not they'll let me drive it, we're unsure of right now. So
we'll still get your take on it.
Yeah.
We'll still get you filming yourself, looking at it.
Yep.
Just call me up when you're going to do that.
Deal.
And I will come join you. I will do the camera for you and then you can just, you know,
come on.
Do the interview thing.
Yep.
So anyways, guys, thanks so much for joining us. All of the Nashville Early Bronco fans, thanks so much for joining us. Check out our podcast. You can go to youcanman.com/podcast. And of course, you can find us on everywhere that you listen to podcasts. We'd love for you to check that out. And we have a very active Facebook group page. So check that out as well. youcanman.com. Thanks so much, guys.